我们的联合的这个聚会，到这礼拜以后，下礼拜开始，我们就是中文堂的礼拜跟英文堂的礼拜就分开了。
This is the last of a series of joint meetings that we have. Starting next week, the Chinese congregation and English congregation will be separate.
为什么用主啊？我情愿这样一个题目来做今天讲道。
Why did Reverend Mao pick this topic for today? Lord, I am willing.
原来主啊，我情愿这是一首诗歌的歌名。
Because this is actually the name of a famous hymn.
我非常喜欢这首诗歌。
Reverend Mao liked this hymn very much.
他的歌词说：“主啊，我情愿献上一切所有。”
The Lord, I'm willing to give everything to you.
拒绝妥协生活，为要得着你。
Refuse compromise in our lives because we want to receive you.
主啊，我情愿背起十字架来撇下应得的享受。甘心跟随你。
Lord, I'm willing to take up my cross, give up all the enjoyments in life and to follow you.
主啊，我情愿顺服你的旨意。
I'm willing to follow your will.
接受各样试炼。
Receive different trials.
一生信靠你。
To follow you my whole life.
主啊，我情愿拥有你的爱情。
Lord, I'm willing to have your love.
舍弃一切所爱。
And to give up all the other type of love.
永远属于你。
Belong to you forever.
唯有你是我所爱。
You are my only love.
唯有你是我所求。
You're the only thing I want.
亲爱主是你。
Dear Lord, it's you.
我多情愿。
I am willing.
我想这是我们刚刚在这个地方，当我们在签下我们的这个执事的立约的时候，团契领导立约的时候，我们的心情。
This is how we felt when we signed the covenant, as a deacons and as fellowship leaders.
所以我们一起来念今天的这个圣经，我们先念中文的。
And today we'll take a look at a passage, we'll read Chinese first.
来，他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说，湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。又对一人说，跟从我来。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬上帝国的道。又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去慈悲我的家里的人。耶稣说，手扶着你向后看的，不配进神的国。
Luke chapter 9, starting at 57, let's read together. As they were going along the road, a man addressed Jesus. Whenever you are going, he said, I will follow you. Foxes have lairs, Jesus replied, and the birds in the sky have nests, but the Son of Man doesn't have anywhere to lay his head. To another person he said, follow me. Master, he replied, let me first go and bury my father.Let the dead bury their dead, said Jesus. You must go and announce God's kingdom. I will follow you, Master, said another. But first let me say goodbye to the people at home. Nobody, replied Jesus, who begins to plow and then look over his shoulder is fit for God's kingdom.
我们知道这是路加福音第九章的最后的一段话。
This is the last section in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9.
但是当你在往前面看的时候，你看到耶稣用五饼二鱼来喂养五千个人，还有剩下。
As we look before that, Jesus used two fishes and five bread and to feed 5,000 people, and there's many things left over.
所以，如果今天耶稣发出的邀请是都像五饼二鱼的神迹那样，任你吃到饱。
So if Jesus' invitation is the miracle of the two fish and five loaves that you can eat whatever you want.
而且你可能会剩下会带回家。
And you will have left over to bring home.
我相信每一周每个时候都有很多人来跟随耶稣。
I believe that many people will want to follow him.
但是如果耶稣基督对我们的邀请是要人信靠他来跟随他。
But if his invitation is for us to believe in him, to follow him.
并声明说，湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
To say foxes lairs and birds has nests, but Son of Man does not have anywhere to lay his head.
并且耶稣也讲明说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
And you deny yourself to follow me.
天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
To carry a cross to follow me.
弟兄姐妹，有多少人愿意做这样的回应？
How many people are willing to respond to this kind of calling?
有多少人愿意这样的跟随？
How many people are willing to follow?
在我们刚刚所念那段圣经里面告诉我们三个人。
Here, the passage mentioned three people.
那这三个人讲到做主门徒的三个挑战。
We talk about three different challenges to follow God.
什么叫做做主的门徒？
What does it mean to be God's disciple?
就是可以说是从做耶稣的粉丝变成他的门徒。
To go from just being a Jesus fan to become a true follower.
所以我们来看这三个挑战性。
So let's take a look at these three challenges.
第一个是离开舒适区的一个挑战。
The first is challenge of leaving the comfort zone.
我们看到在路加福音第九章的57到58节
Take a look at the chapter 9 verses 57-58
圣经告诉我们说当他们走路的时候有一个人对主对耶稣说你无论往哪里去我要跟从你
As they were going along the road a man addressed Jesus Wherever you're going he said I will follow you
耶稣的回答不是说好赶快跟从我
Jesus did not say good come and follow me
耶稣却说府里有洞天空的飞鸟有窝只是人子没有枕头的地方
But he said Fox have lairs and Jesus replied And the birds in the sky have nests But the son of man doesn't have anywhere to lay his head
如果耶稣还有话讲他会说这种情况之下你还愿意来跟从我吗
Under this kind of situation Are you still willing to follow me?
耶稣不是告诉我们说跟随他的人都居无定所
He's not saying that all the followers will have no place to stay
或者跟随耶稣的人都是三餐不继的
Or all his followers have no food to eat
但是跟随主的第一个挑战是什么
But the first challenge is
就离开你的舒适区的一个挑战
You have to leave your own comfort zone
跟耶稣讲话这个人是谁呢
Who is this person speaking to Jesus?
我们在路加福音看不到他是什么人
In the Gospel of Luke, we can't see any details about him
但是如果你是念到马太福音的话
If you take a look at the book of Matthew
在马太福音的第八章的十九节告诉我们这个人是谁
Matthew 8:19 it mentioned about this person
他是个文士
He's a scribe.
什么叫文士?
What is a scribe?
文士就是旧约的圣经学者。
He's a theologian of Old Testament.
他不是主耶稣基督来呼召他，而是他自动自发的要跟随耶稣基督。
He's not called by Jesus and he came voluntarily.
为什么他要跟从耶稣?
Why did he want to follow Jesus?
他到底在想什么?
What was he thinking?
还说你无论往哪里去,我要跟从你。
And he said, wherever you are going, I will follow.
很可能他是看到耶稣基督他的会医病赶鬼。
Maybe he saw Jesus do miracles of healing.
他想要从主那里得着神迹的能力
Maybe he want to try to have those superpowers
所以他在宗教界就可以大大的出名
So he could be famous among the religious leaders
所以文士是当时非常有地位的人
The scribe has a very high position at that time
但是耶稣说你要跟从我可以
Jesus said you can follow me
你要走出你的舒适区
But you need to leave your comfort zone
不是在你的书房去研究旧约的经文新约的经文
Not just studying the Old Testament in your study
所以你要走出来
You need to walk out
所以耶稣很诚恳跟他说狐狸有洞天空的飞鸟有窝
So Jesus said the fox has lairs and birds has nests
只是没有人子没有枕头的地方
But the son of man doesn't have anywhere to lay his head
耶稣不是在吓唬他
Jesus is not trying to scare him
耶稣说的是他自己生活的实况
He's talking about his own true situation
我们看到这个人用一句话很用得非常棒的一句话
This person said a great word
他说你无论往哪里去
He said wherever you're going
弟兄姐妹你可以想到这个无论是什么意思吗
Can you think of this meaning wherever you're going?
我们可能想到生活上的这个不舒适或是不便利
Sometimes we think about the discomfort in our lives
但是这个无论往哪里去还包括很多事情
But wherever you're going includes many many things
包括你这人际关系的不适应
Including your adaptation to a new relationship
包括你跟人的不相合
Maybe a conflict between people
也许你的思想跟他们可能格格不入
Maybe your thinking is very different from the other people
可能你经常活在一个使你感到很挫折的环境当中
Maybe you live in an environment that makes you very disappointing to you
这是无论往哪里去
Wherever you're going.
那舒适圈可能是个物质的一个环境。
Your comfort zone may be an area of material comfort.
也可能是我们的很好的人际关系。
Or could be a relational comfort.
也可能包括我们的想法跟我们的感受。
Including our thinking and our feeling.
也是说离开那个地方。
Jesus to leave your comfort zone.
如果你要跟从我的话
，If you want to follow me，
你必须出来。
You need to step out.
你不能躲在后边。
You cannot stay hide.
你不能躲在安全的地方。
You cannot hide in the safety.
你不能躲在你觉得可以的地方。
You cannot hide somewhere that you think is good.
也是说，耶稣说出来。
Jesus said, step out.
我们不知道这个人后来有没有跟随耶稣基督。
We don't know what happened to this person. Did he follow Jesus or not?
但是这个不重要。
This is not important.
重要是这个故事告诉我们，我们今天在跟随耶稣基督的话，我们的选择是什么
？The lesson that if we want to follow Jesus, what is our choice?
第二件事情，耶稣要我们啊想的是优先性的挑战。
Number two is the challenge of choosing your priority.
我们生命当中很多的优先的次序。
In our life, we set many priorities.
每天生活起床的时候，我们会想说，我们今天要做什么事情
？Every day we get up from bed, we say, "What will I do today?"
什么是今天我最重要要做的事情
？What is the most important thing I need to do today?
什么是我在2018年必须要完成的工作
？What do I need to accomplish 2018?
我会把这个放在我生命当中的优先来考虑。
I put that as a priority in my life.
我们看到路加福音第九章的59节到60节。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 59 and 60.
他说，又对一个人说，跟从我来。
To another person, he said, "Follow me."
那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
He replied, "Let me first go and bury my father."
耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。
So let the dead bury their dead, and said Jesus, "You must go and announce God's kingdom."
如果我们在听这样的人的讲的话的时候
，When we hear someone said something like this,
我们可能觉得他是个很有孝心的儿子。
We may think that this person is very pious.
我们会觉得说他要去埋葬他父亲一点都没有错。
We think, of course, this person need to go bury his father.
我们知道说这样的孩子，那个父亲一定很爱他的。
The father must be very pleased to have such a pious son.
但是耶稣给他讲一句话。
But Jesus replied,
任凭死人去埋葬他们的死人。
Let the dead bury their dead.
那这边讲到两个死人。
Here they talk about two dead.
我知道在一年开始的时候最好不要讲到死这个字。
Maybe in the beginning of the year we shouldn't be talking about death.
但我们基督徒我们是不考虑这个事情。
But as a Christian, we're not suspicious.
但是这么前面的一个死人是指那些邻里死了的罪人。
The first dead is talking about those who are spiritually dead.
那后面这个死人是指那些肉身死了的人。
The second dead is talking about who are physically dead.
所以主在这里的意思不是要我们不去照顾地上家庭的需要。
It's not saying that we should not take care of the needs of our family.
主的意思是说我们不该等到属地的事物都办好了然后才来跟从主。
He's saying we should not take care of the things in this world first, then follow Jesus.
所以这人说容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
So this person said, let me first go and bury my father.
这听起来蛮合乎我们的文化。
It seems that it is very suitable to our culture.
我们有句话说什么？说亲在怎么样？亲在不远游。
There's a Chinese saying that of a close family, you don't leave them far away.
但这人讲这句话是在表达什么？是他生命中的优先性。
But this person is saying in his priority in his life.
所以在经文当中讲到两次的死人。
So in the verse 60 talk about two dead.
那我要问的是说什么是活人
？Then we should talk about what are the living person.
从医学上来看的话，有心跳的人就是活人。
Medically, if you have a heartbeat, then you're alive.
对吗？
对，That's true.
因为他是医生。我必须要得到他的同意才继续讲下去。
My mom wants to confirm medically it's correct.
要不然我都讲不下去了。
Otherwise, he cannot continue.
谢谢你。然而从信仰角度来看
，So from a perspective of faith,
活人是什么
？What is a living person?
知道自己为何活着的人。
It's a person who know why they are living.
你的生命带有一个意义。
Our life has meaning.
你的生命带有一个目标。
Life have a goal.
你的生命里面有连接到主在你生命当中的计划。
Our life is connected to God's plan.
这叫活人。
This means living.
我想今天早上在这边就任的执事跟团契领导，他们都是什么
？This morning, all the deacons and the fellowship leaders.
你们自己说是什么
？What are they?
对的。
They're alive.
我们感谢主，刚才我们看见什么是我们生命当中优先次序。
We can see the priority in their lives.
我们就是帮助我们在2018年的时候， 我们真是设定我们的优先性的一个需要。
We ask God to help us in 2018 to set priorities in our lives.
第三个我们要一起思考的。
Number three is a challenge.
给自己留后路的挑战。
The challenge of leaving all behind.
路加福音第九章六十一到六十二节。
Verse 61 and 62.
他说又有一个人。
It's not a person.
他说主啊我要跟从你但容我先辞别我家里的人。
I will follow you, Master, said another, but first let me say goodbye to the people at home.
你看这第二个跟第三个他们所讲的话都是用什么？用家庭做他们的借口。
You can see that the second and the third person, they use family as their excuses.
好像当你用家庭做借口的时候，大家都不能反驳你。
It seems like no one can say anything against you if you use your family as your excuse.
因为家庭很重要。
Because family is very important.
因为为家庭摆上一点错都没有。
It's not wrong to do things for your family.
而且为家庭摆上，这是我们天经地义要成就的事情。
It seems like it's completely reasonable to do things for your family.
但是耶稣怎么看呢？
But what is Jesus?Perspective.
也是说手扶着你向后看的人不配进神的国。
Nobody replied Jesus who begins to plow and then look over his shoulder is fit for God's kingdom.
什么叫手扶着你向后看呢？
What does it mean that you plow and look over your shoulder?
就是说你代表你这个手扶着你代表已经上工了。
The person who has already started plowing, started working.
我不知道他们当中有多少人犁过田。
How many of them have ever plowed before?
你们都不是农夫，对不对？
We're not farmers.
如果你是的话，你知道说犁田的时候是什么情况。
Otherwise, you will understand what it means by plowing a field.
当这个人手扶着你在往前在犁田的时候
，As a person begin to plow forward,
但是他眼睛不断的往这边看，往那边看
，Keep looking over his shoulder left or right.
他的心中仍然牵挂了其他事情。
There are other things in his mind.
结果呢，他就没有办法把这个犁的很直。
He will not be able to plow straight.
因为他心中有牵挂。
There's something in his mind.
所以他就想自己有一个后路。
That he tried to leave an alternative way for himself.
一方面，他好像是朝着神给他的目标在前进。
Even though he seems that he's walking toward God's direction.
但是，一方面，他又有自己的想法要成就的。
On the other hand, he has things that he wants to do for himself.
所以，两种力量就在他的心里面在拉扯。
So there's a conflict between these two power.
一方面想要跟随主。
On one hand, you want to follow the Lord.
一方面好像有事情在拉着他。
On the other hand, there's something that is pulling you back.
这样的人就无法全心全意来跟随主。
This kind of people cannot follow the Lord full-heartedly.
耶稣说什么？
What did Jesus say?
不配。
Nobody can enter God's kingdom.
我看到这个不配两个字的时候，我把它看这个不配这个字蛮严重的。
It's a very serious phrase, not fit for God's kingdom.
手扶着你向后看的。
And those who look over his shoulder,
不配
not fit.
不配什么？
Not fit for what?
不配进神的国。
Not fit for God's kingdom.
我想每个人都，我们都希望进神的国。
I think we all want to enter God's kingdom.
我们希望我们不是那个不配的人。
We hope that we're not the person who's not fit for God.
我们希望在2018年开始的时候。
We hope that in the beginning of 2018.
我们不要一方面手扶着犁。
We don't want to begin to plow.
因为我们要向后看。
And look over our shoulder.
我们记得耶稣给我们讲的话不配。
We want to believe Jesus' word, not fit.
也许你会想说，为什么耶稣不降低他的标准？
Sometimes you may think, why Jesus cannot just lower his standard?
如果耶稣降低他的标准的话，那跟随主人就比较多的人。
If Jesus is willing to lower his standard, then more people will follow him.
那这样跟随就更多了。
More people will be following him.
那我们知道耶稣是不可能降低他的标准的。
We know that Jesus cannot lower his standard.
为什么？
Why?
因为一旦耶稣放水，我们就无法成功。
If Jesus lowers his standard, then we will not be able to succeed.
我们知道当标准降低的时候，你便不能成为门徒。
As you lower the standard, then you cannot be a true disciple.
因为放水无法带给我们生命真正的益处。
If Jesus lowered the standard, then we cannot succeed. We cannot benefit from it.
当你考驾照的时候，你可能希望主考官降低标准吗？
When you are road testing for your license, do you hope that the the person will lower a standard for you.
你希望主考官放水让你通过吗？
Do you hope that the tester will lower the standard so that you can get your license?
如果主考官放水让你通过的话，
If he lowered the standard,
你自己开车怎么样？很危险的。
It's dangerous for you to be on the road.
而且在路上走的人怎么样？
And all the pedestrians on the street.
更危险。
Also very dangerous.
所以主考官不可能给你放水的。
So we cannot lower your driving test standard.
在星期三晚上我们上会幕课程的时候我们提到
On Wednesday night, there's a class on the tabernacle.
这个铜网就是中间这个铜网
There's a bronze network.
跟这个施恩座跟施恩座是一样高
The height is the same height as the mercy seat.
都是 1.5 轴
One cubit and half.
你看这是高三轴这个是整个铜祭坛是高是三轴
The whole bronze altar is 3 cubit high.
啊宽是5轴
The wide is 5 cubits.
铜祭坛可以容纳在圣所当中所有的器具在里面的。
And the bronze altar can carry all the other equipments in the tabernacle.
但为什么这个铜网这个位置跟这个施恩座是一样高呢？
But why is the bronze network the same height as the Ark of the Covenant?
所以这个铜网是在这个祭坛的半腰。
Because the bronze network is actually halfway on the bronze altar.
就是在顶层跟底层的中间，最中间的时候，中间的地方。
In the middle from the top to bottom.
因为这是三轴的高度。
Because the total height of the bronze altar is 3 cubits.
所以这个约柜是 1.5 轴。
The Ark of the Covenant is only 1.5.
所以它上面的这个施恩座刚好跟铜网是一样高。
So the mercy seat on the cover on top of the Ark of the Covenant was the same height as the bronze altar.
所以这个祭坛的这个网跟约柜的施恩座同一个高度的这个事实。
So the mercy seat is the same height as a bronze network.
就指明说基督的救赎乃是照着神要求的标准来完成的。
And Jesus' salvation is doing according to God's standard.
因为网的上下都是一轴半。
Because the network on top is 1.5 cubit, bottom is 1.5 cubit.
而施恩座刚好到这个铜祭坛的一半高的地方。
And the seat of mercy is halfway.
我们上次讲到说这个铜网就是耶稣基督他在十字架上为我们所受的。
And the mentioned in class, this bronze network symbolized what Jesus has gone through on the cross.
这指明基督耶稣对我们的救赎的功效是多么的重要。
So about the importance of God's salvation, Jesus
他的救赎是达到神的标准。
That his salvation had reached God's standard.
达到神的标准就是满足神公义的要求
To satisfy God's desire for righteousness
要到那么高
The height need to reach exactly the same
所以这个约柜上方这个叫怜悯座或叫施恩座
So the cover of the Ark of Covenant is called the mercy seat
而那个地方就是罪人跟神能够平息的一个地方
That's where sinners can actually come and meet with God
所以就在这样的高度施恩座的时候我们从那边我们跟这那是个平息处就是我们跟神的在里面成为一个救赎的关系在那个地方开始的
And our relationship or salvation between sinner and God started from there
所以耶稣他不放水
So Jesus cannot lower his standard
因为经过严格的考验
And he went through very strict trials
我们以后对我们自己就更大的保障
And we have more assurance.
传福音，这个是属灵极大的征战。
It's a spiritual battle to preach the gospel message.
我们做门徒要传福音的时候，我们会受到很多的攻击。
As a disciple, when we try to preach the gospel message, we'll be attacked.
如果我们的标准不够高的话
，But if our standard is not high enough,
我们很容易就败阵下来。
Then we will fail.
我们走不下去的。
We cannot walk forward.
所以我们看到这个跟随主的代价是你的代价或是神自己的。
And as we talk about the cost of following Jesus, is your true cost or is God's own cost?
不跟随耶稣的话，你要付的代价更大。
If you're not following Jesus, the cost is even greater.
所以求主帮助我们。
So we ask God to help us.
我们要计算这个跟随主的代价。
As we calculate the cost of following Jesus.
但是我们要计算，我们也要不能忘记。计算不做门徒的代价。
But most importantly, we need to calculate the cost of not following Jesus.
所以讲说，如果是跟随主的话，是标准这么高。
There's a certain standard, a cost to follow Jesus.
但是如果你不跟随主的话，你就不要那么高的一个标准。
Maybe you think that you can lower your standard and not follow Jesus.
但是你的要付的代价可能更高更大。
But at the end, your cost is actually greater.
我们求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
在新的一年当中。
In this new year.
我们是全心全意来跟随我们的主。
Let's follow our Lord with all our hearts.
所以这么告诉我们的主啊，我情愿。
The Lord, I'm willing.
到底是情愿什么
？What are you willing for?
情愿按着主的标准来做门徒。
Willing to be a disciple according to God's standard.
不是按着我的方便。
Not according to my convenience.
不是按着我喜欢不喜欢。
Not according to my feeling, do I want it or not?
是按着主呼召的标准来做门徒。
But according to God's standard to be His disciples.
情愿按着主的标准来跟随主。
Willing to follow the Lord according to His standard.
情愿离开自己的舒适区来做门徒。
Willing to leave our own comfort zone to become His disciples.
情愿把门徒当作生命的最优先去遵行。
Willing to set the goal of disciple as the first priority in our life.
并且情愿地献上一切所有。
Willing to give everything.
拒绝过那妥协的生活。
Refuse compromise.
而且不给自己留后路。
And don't leave any alternative for us.
情愿在自己的服侍位置上摆上自己来荣耀主。
Willing to offer ourselves in our position of service to glorify God.
我们求主新的一年帮助我们。
We ask God to help us in this new year.
能成为这样的门徒。
To become such disciples.
让我们同心来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, I want to thank you.
借着路加福音第九章五十七到六十二节。
Through the Gospel of Luke of chapter 9, 57-62.
我们看见有三个人要跟随主。
We can see the three people who want to follow you.
但是他们各自面对不同的挑战。
But they all face different challenges.
主，我们知道今天不单单是他们三个人面临这样的挑战。
We know that not just the three people face the same type of challenges.
我们在座的每位弟兄姐妹也面临在跟随耶稣基督的这件事情上的挑战。
Our brothers and sisters here also face challenges as we follow Jesus.
或者是我们的家庭。
Sometimes it's our family.
或者是我们的事业。
Sometimes it's our work.
或者是我们的健康。
Sometimes it's our health.
或者我们心中的某一个理想。
Or a certain goal that we have in our heart.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们在2018年的开始的时候，我们明白一件事情。
In 2018, help us transcend one thing.
跟随主要付上代价。
That there is a cost to follow Jesus.
但是不跟随主的话，我们要付的代价更大。
But the cost of not following Jesus is even greater.
主求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
给我们力量。
Give us strength.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Pray us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.